should be sure to review some of the
things that
maybe in the present,
but
history should recall the man of decades ago.
I don't think Rudy is being his best self, and very often he's being called on to defend the indefensible.
Just looking at a thing about Rudy Giuliani.
Gotta mute this out, man. 2016 is over. When we have turned this page, that he will be remembered. His legacy will be defined not by these recent years, but by those events like 9/11.
I think 9/11. I don't think Giuliani's going to be. I think people think this was sort of a weird, aberrant thing. God damn it! My phone's upstairs. Fuck! I beg your pardon. Okay, this is what Margaret's going to be singing to today. Where is it? No, bitch.
He had white horses and ladies by the score. And he...
What a lucky man he was.
Well, that's...
I don't know.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
What? Kelly Conway destroyed by... All right, man. I got a fucking... Hold on for a fucking minute. I gotta go get my goddamn phone. All right, so that's that. We got that. We do have that at least.
So how are you guys? Oh, God.
I don't know. Haven't really talked to you guys. I did a fill-only yesterday. I've had a pretty good weekend. It's very sedate around here. Very sedate. How many hours of your life have you wasted on work email? Right there is a story. I'm telling you, that, goddamn, that is the story, man. How many hours of your life have you wasted on work email? Let's find that one, huh? What do you think, man? I hate email, and everybody says they hate email, but I hate it from just that point of view. I hate, not because it's more work, but it's pointless. This shit's pointless. 99% of it. 99%. I don't give a shit if it, I don't care if it comes from work or not. 99% of it's pointless. We have these ways of communicating. Now, as you know, the thing is, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So, I guess there was a need to invent this kind of communication. A quicker way to get things to people rather than mailing them or faxing them. How can we do this? Thus came email. And it was a very, very short step from there to, I want to just talk to people. And once the email is invented, then all the other little rationale falls into place. I can use it just to bug people. I can use it just to blah, 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 just run my fucking guts. I can just use it to draw funny pictures. There's all kinds of, you know, ways of using it. And forget it. Okay. How much email have you wasted?
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Quite go together. And we'd love to see the whole picture to see what is actually true.
So as an entrepreneur, you know, you sit here in a unique position, right? You made your billions yourself. Does the absolute size of the loss itself say something to you about Donald Trump and his business acumen?
Well, No one says, I'm a successful businessman, and then turns around and goes, and I lost nearly $1 billion. The whole goal is to make money. That is what successful business looks like. Successful business looks like, paying your suppliers, not offloading, debt to the public markets and declaring bankruptcy.
So Donald Trump spent almost 10 minutes responding to the tax returns that were released in just one of his rallies today. And here's a quick clip of what he said.
I have often said on the campaign trail that I have a fiduciary responsibility to pay no more taxes.
Fiduciary.
Required, like anybody else. Or, put another way, to pay as little tax as legally possible.
He went on, Reed, to say he brilliantly used the tax laws. Is there anything to that?
Well, he hires a whole bunch of accountants. Wealthy people can do things with net operating losses, tax deductions, et cetera, things that are not available to your average American, not available to, the people who, put in their, 8 hours a day of hard work. And to say that's brilliant is not brilliant. Nevertheless, the key point is, losing nearly $1 billion actually, in fact, doesn't make you a very successful businessman and doesn't actually make you brilliant.
So today's tax code is about 3,000 pages, which is its own massive problem in and of itself. But putting that aside for a moment, it's 3,000 pages so that, to your point, accountants can read it and people can use whatever is legal to pay as little tax as they are legally required to pay. Look, your company, LinkedIn's been criticized. Citizens for Tax Justice has criticized you for a similar situation to Donald Trump in the sense that the company ended up paying little to no taxes. Different reason, obviously. I know it was stock option related, but... I guess the question is, would it be irresponsible for Donald Trump to not take advantage of tax breaks if they are legal, if they are in the IRS code?
Well, so obviously following the law and taking advantage of loopholes, it makes sense to do that as an individual and as an individual trying. However, it's really awkward, almost indecent, to be claiming, I am a great public servant, I want to serve you, and by the way, I go through enormous amounts of expense and energy to avoid contributing my fair share into the common coffers. It's not to say you can't do it, it isn't to say it's legal, but it's to say that it is really actually, in fact, not consonant with a claim that I care about all of us, I care about contributing my fair share. That's the disconsonance.
So you've specifically offered, Reed, to donate up to $5 million to veterans groups, which Trump has said is a cause near and dear to his heart. You're doing it in the form of a match. So as we get closer to your deadline, which, of course, is the final debate, October 19th, where do things stand right now?
Well, Joe Hart linked with a move to Chelsea.
From over $1.2 million from 11,000 people in all 50 states, including some of those key states like Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania. Because Americans do care about openness and honesty and transparency in the taxes. And so all it requires now...
He was at Roma. I saw Joe Hart this weekend play a game.
Let me reveal my taxes. Let me be open...
With Roma of... what do they call it there in Rome? Series A? Is that it? There are two leagues? They're one league. I don't know.
Money would flow to... The various,
he got bounced out of fucking Manchester City, man. That Pep dude, he didn't dig him. That Pep...
Thank you.
Pep didn't dig him,
And up front next, Genevos, with some of the great moments from Saturday Night Live's Trump-Clinton showdown.
You hear that? It's picking up somebody's sniffing here. I think it's her sniffs. She's been sniffing all night.
People say...
That's Alec Baldwin as, you should have gotten,
You don't just graduate from medical.
Who does the Alec Baldwin impression? Maurice LaMarche. There's a dead-on Alec Baldwin impression. What the fuck happened to this? Why is this stopping?
About it. Let's go.
All right, now this is, welcome to our pre-show. This is the second time that I've had to start the goddamned... This is the second time I've had to start the goddamn, videocast. So those of you watching on videocast, here's a switch. You're not getting as much of the pre-show as the audio people listening because the TriCaster just spontaneously shut down. Now, when I say spontaneously shut down, there could very well be...
Are you ready?
There could very well be some button on the keyboard that I'm hitting here. I don't think so. I don't know. But they're good.
The floors, mats, spotless.
All right, let me turn this shit down, man.
Do your people have the right safety gear? Are they protected?
It certainly is time to move on to a new TriCaster. That is the new portable TriCaster they have. It's a $10,000 item. Smaller, you know. I don't know whether it's worth traveling. If you got to travel, you know what I need more than anything else? I need a far, far better remote kit than the remote shit we were working with. That microphone was a joke. The headphones were a fucking joke. The whole setup just sucked ass. And then on top of that, you know, the Wi-Fi access that you get in most of the places that I go, you know, because we go to some pretty remote fucking places. Is that you, doll?
Yeah.
How are you, honey? What do you got there, folks?
I wash his trucks.
Oh, okay.
I wash my car.
Good girl. What'd you put in the refrigerator?
No.
Oh.
I just unlocked the door.
I thought there's food.
No, sorry.
Like, it's food.
Sorry, don't get excited. Yeah. What are you doing? You're doing your show.
Doing the show. See, you're on TV there.
Oh, crap. Hi, guys. That's embarrassing.
Got Poncho's stuff, huh?
Yeah.
He were right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to do, oh, yeah, Lucky Man. Okay, so what we'll do here is... So Joe Hart may come to Chelsea. Now, who's the goalie for Chelsea right now? It's that French dude. It's that big, tall, dark-haired French guy, man. That cat is a formidable-looking guy. But obviously Chelsea is having a tough time, man. Manchester City drew with Stoke City. Jesus. And then, of course... my boys, Everton, the Toffees, the original Blues, can't beat Crystal Palace. And I'm not saying Crystal Palace isn't, quote, good. Crystal Palace is a second division. It's a bottom 10 team. Chelsea ain't getting it fucking done. They're going to go no place, man, if they can't fucking beat those teams. Of course, I say that, and there's Manchester City drawing with Stoke City. But, you know, 9 games out of 10, Manchester City beats Stoke. 9 games out of 10... I don't know, let's say 5 games out of 10, I'd say Everton draws or wins. So they're going to lose 5 games with Crystal Palace out of 10. The way they're playing? Yeah. Now, you may think that I know something about fucking... this fucking the shoulder shimmy that Clinton did. Saturday Night Live just did it. I don't know, man. I got to keep looking at this fucking TriCaster because I think it's just going to blow up on me. What a riot. The shoulder shimmy. Why did she do that? Joe Hart, maybe. I don't know if he totally nailed Trump, but... because that's what they're saying about Donald Trump. Is that he totally fucking nailed it. I mean, excuse me, Alec Baldwin. He totally fucking nailed it. I don't know, man. What the hell is this? Some road racing, Road Atlanta. All kinds of people, man. A lot of female drivers now. I guess that'll probably piss off some people. All right, man. She was. What a lucky man she was. Okay, what time we got here? Sorry about the short, you know. I don't want to record this fucking episode. This is what kills me, man. I don't need reminders, man, on... There's another Trump rally where they've given up trying to find black people to sit there behind him. That's, forget it. We got any black people? Nah, fuck it. They gave up on that. So it's... a lot of white guys. They got one white guy there with kind of, he could be Native American. Could be. Now there's a Hillary rally. And I don't see any black. The reason why I say black people is because that's become the, you know, that's the linchpin voter, I think. this time out. You know, if you can crack the, you know, especially the Republicans need to get some black votes, man. Seriously, significantly high numbers of black votes to have a shot here. I have brilliantly used the tax laws, and nobody is going to tell me how to do it. 3, 2, 1, ball sack. I have brilliantly turned $916 million worth of losses into a genius business move. Who lost that money? Somebody had to lose that money. It wasn't Trump's money that he lost. No, no. It was, some of that was his money. Most of it was other people's money. That's what they're talking about. But he gets the write-off. Now, I don't know who else. The law, they say, has since changed. The law has since changed. But at that time, you could put up $1 billion, or you could put up $2 million, and another guy puts up $100 million, and the whole goddamn thing goes into the shitter. And even though you only put in $2 million, you can claim that whole $100 million in losses. Okay? What about the other guys? I don't know. I guess they can do the same thing. If you're a real estate developer, if you're a developer slash builder, you can do that. That's what he's talking about, where he's taken a project that he did not, you know, he lost all the money. Comment of the vets taken out of context. He made a comment about vets being not very bright. I've been following this campaign, and he's never made one mistake. He's never said anything wrong. He's never, although he did say he did, but all right, let's do this.
Yo, let's do this.
And ladies, by the score,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man.
All right, so I've got some show notes here. Reality. Tuesday. Is that it? Jesus Christ. You know, if I had the choice today to make the same amount of money I'm making, but I do it working for somebody else, okay, as opposed to being the boss and running this motherfucking company, man, on days like today, I think I'd say, fuck this. This is a really good suggestion, this one guy. I just found these suggestions on my desktop. Very interesting suggestions. And ladies, by the score. Tuesday show notes. I know I put them on the desktop. So what I'll do is I go over here to downloads. Or what have yous. Ooh, what a lucky man. That's interesting, man. Okay. We done? Okay. I don't know, man. I'm stumped here, dude. Wait a minute.
I am looking, you see, for the notes I made yesterday on today's show. They're on. Usually, I'll keep them on the desktop for a very brief time, and then move them off. But it looks as if I didn't keep them on the desktop at all.
29 palms. Dude. Oh, that's really wild, man.
Because you're wild, man. You're wild, bitch.
Well, I'll be a mother. Where'd you go, motherfucker?
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I fucked up. I didn't save it. One thing I have to do is is that going to make it okay? Lyrics to Lucky Man. Okay, never mind. I was just laughing at something. Wait a minute. Cancel. What was it called when everyone in the studio took? All right, Jack Armstrong. How much time I got in this piece of shit? Great. right. Testing, 1, 2. I'm for you, yeah, you. People all over the world, join in. All right, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ready to go? Turn this off. Get the music. Do you ever? No fucking God, that's the wrong. Oh, no, it is. That's right. Okay. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right.